It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. We're going to go to our great friend, Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst. And his latest book is The Constitution of the United States. By the way, Greg, have you seen, I don't know if you ever watch Apple TV, the Ben Franklin series?
No.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
I have not.
Mike Douglas plays Ben Franklin, and he does a great job.
I read about it, and I would love to see it. I don't get Apple TV, so I'll have to come to your house.
All right. Anytime. We're always open. Our little hat box.
Okay.
Our little overrented hat box in New York City. But, yeah, anyway, it's a good story. So what did you learn from the first week of the I guess they're just picking jurors, but they had a hard time picking jurors in Mr. Trump's trial in New York. Anything jump out at you?
Well, yes. The flood of people, the vast majority, who said quite openly they cannot and will not be fair to Donald Trump. They don't want to be. And, of course, you know, they were dismissed. But that tells us a whole lot. And it also suggests that there may be sort of stealth jurors, Trojan jurors, who are lying about their views and opinions of Trump with a hidden agenda of getting on the jury to convict. You know, Manhattan is such an inherently hostile venue for Donald Trump. And in a politically charged case against an outspoken presidential candidate that is especially hated in Manhattan, just look at the polling data, these jurors, I think, are predisposed, and the outcome is preordained. As I told Sean Hannity, I think witches in Salem had a better chance of a fair trial there than Donald Trump in Manhattan.
What happens, Greg, if they wind up convicting him?
Well, it'll be taken up on appeal, to be sure. I can't imagine that Judge Juan Marchand, as biased as he is against Trump, would order him jailed pending appeal in a case like this. A nonviolent crime, there are no victims. The norm would be you're free pending appeal. And the appeal process would go on for a long time. If there is a conviction, it is impossible to me that that conviction could withstand judicial scrutiny on a higher level, because this is such a contortion of the law by Alvin Bragg and a completely absurd prosecution.
Greg Jarrett, pick up on the point when you and Professor Dershowitz are on the show earlier last week, that the judge has no right to force Mr. Trump to stay in the trial, you know, sit in it every day, that it is the defendant who makes that choice, I don't know, constitutionally or legally with precedent, rather than the judge. I didn't, being a non-lawyer, I didn't really follow. I mean, I liked the point, but I didn't really follow it. Can you elaborate on that? Or maybe I'm not getting it right.
Well, you are getting it right. Under the Constitution, you know, the defendant has a right to be present at trial, and that is a personal right. It's personal to him. But he can waive that right, and the United States Supreme Court on three occasions has visited that and said, yes, in writing, a defendant can waive that right as long as he's there at the beginning of the trial to establish the due process requirements stated in the prosecution. Well, Trump's already satisfied it. He was there for the first full week. He has a right to waive it. Interestingly, under New York law, there is a provision that says, well, you got to get the approval of the prosecutor and the judge. Well, that's unconstitutional. There are plenty of laws, especially in New York, that are blatantly unconstitutional. Would Marchand grant the written request to not be present? Given his past erroneous rulings, I doubt he would. I'd take it up immediately on a mandamus petition because the defendant has a right not to be present.
Hmm. So if here's another a friend of mine, an excellent lawyer, I don't want to name his name because he's still working on this, but he was telling me on the phone yesterday, you know, keeping Mr. Trump in this courtroom and preventing him from campaigning around the country denies the voters of other states, you know, like go out west, Texas or Colorado or whatever, denies them access to full information. It denies their voting rights to full information between the candidates because Mr. Trump, the GOP candidate, is, you know, locked up in this trial room for the next few months or next month. And therefore, those states should sue New York State and go right to the Supreme Court and say, you can't do this because people in Texas want to see him and they want to be able to be informed about the election. Have you ever heard of that idea before, thought about that before?
Well, I haven't heard of that idea. I'm skeptical that such a lawsuit would prevail. Mm. Although it is true that the First Amendment not only protects the speaker like Donald Trump, but the listeners of his First Amendment protected speech. So there would arguably be grounds to do it. I haven't given it much thought, but I do think that this is a very clear case of a local prosecutor meddling in a presidential election in the effort to deprive American voters of the right to choose. They want to keep him off the campaign trail and in trial. Mm. And they are in a rush to convict on this contrived case so that Democrats and Joe Biden, his political opponent, can call him a convicted felon.
Right.
You know, I think people are smart enough to see through this charade, and I think in many ways it may backfire against Biden and Democrats and Alvin Bragg. But nevertheless, this is blatant election interference, weaponizing the law for political purposes, classic lawfare.
And Greg Jarrett, the last 30 seconds, as Mr. Trump says time and time again, they are denying the gag order is denying him his free speech rights.
That's right. The gag order is an unconstitutional prior restraint on free speech. Our legal system does not take priority over the Bill of Rights, never has. There's no exemption in the First Amendment for defendants in criminal trials. The accused has a protected right to defend himself both in court and in the court of public opinion, where he's already been convicted by the DA and the biased media.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Greg Jarrett, folks, Fox News legal analyst, his latest book, The Constitution of the United States and Other Patriotic Documents. Thank you, Greg. Folks, I'm Kudlow. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Talk some economics with Breitbart's John Carney.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show.